Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLuck. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuck. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Hardy moves to third. Williams moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLuck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hardy. The throw from Kravitz and he is safe. Hardy steals second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Williams reaches second base with a double. Hardy scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert bunts towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Kravitz moves to second. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Kravitz and he is safe. Runnels steals second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hardy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kravitz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Delsing moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-0 in the game. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Runnels strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Malzone moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Ken Johnson now pitching. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeLock bunts towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to third. Clinton moves to second. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Green reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. Clinton scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kravitz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Marlon Cotterey now playing second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kravitz for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Runnels is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Marlon Cotterill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tasbai. The throw from Kravitz and he is safe. Tasbai steals second. Marlon Cotterill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotterill takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Del Singh takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Singh moves to second. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Singh moves to third. Carey moves to second. Dick Williams pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasbai. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Del Singh scores. Carey scores. Kravitz moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kravitz scores. Bauer scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotri misplays the ball. That's an error on Cotri. Tuttle moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.